What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Do you know what Cream Fiend is?
They sell Nangs, nitrous oxide canisters for making...
Cakes.
Yeah, but yeah. They'll deliver them to you any time of day, night. So, yeah, Cream Fiend.
Awesome.
Yeah,
boy. Yeah, I am.
Yes, boy.
Carl Legacy today. Here. It's fucking sick, lad. Yeah. Yeah.
So we've got it's a swap cast because you got a podcast too, Carl.
Oh, yeah, I do, innit?
So what's yours? What?
Mine's the I Want to Meet LeBron James podcast.
That's right.
And he normally doesn't hang out in sheds in Newcastle, so I think I'm looking in all the wrong places, to be honest. Yeah, nah,
and if you guys think you're doing that pod, you're out of your minds. I mean, there's no way you're doing his.
Oh, nah, you got to watch Space Jam 10 times in a row at least.
That's a lot.
Seen Space Jamage.
Yeah, of course.
I came prepared with some basketball questions for Kyle.
Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah, man.
I'm loving this.
Yeah.
How many points do you get when it goes in?
How many white players are there on the Newcastle Eagles?
No, my boss
is there any black people here? I don't think we have those kinds of black people.
No.
Not here. Yeah. Sweetwater Clifton. Do you know who that is?
Sweetwater Clifton?
Yeah.
No, but he sounds like an old jazz musician.
Yeah.
No idea?
Nah.
Oh, fuck. You failed question one. That was the first black player. Ever in the NBA.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweetwater? That's so good.
Yeah, man.
Wade in the water. Wade in the water. It just comes out singing a Negro spiritual.
There you go. Fuck.
That's hilarious.
That's all I got. That was the only one.
Wow. That was it. I've got questions. I've got questions.
I like that. To be honest, I will remember that for the rest of my life now.
Sweetwater Clifton?
I was about to say Sweetwater Williams. So
there's no way you're remembering Clifton. Yeah. Remember Sweetwater.
Sweetwater,
Clifton's
though, course,
such a white name, though. How does that work?
That's why he saved it with Sweetwater.
Yeah, they had to put that, because they wouldn't have known otherwise.
Yeah, he used to call him White Boy Clifton, but he's like, nah, it's Sweetwater now, baby.
Yeah, exactly. If you guys can hear rain outside, it's because we're recording the very expensive shed podcast. It sounds like one of those things that you put on when you go to sleep. Like
sleep apnea.
Where you put like the rain in the background. So people are just going to listen to this, fall asleep immediately. Not because we're boring, just because it sounds fucking beautiful in the background.
You brought that up as it stopped raining.
I know.
Which is interesting.
Well, I can still hear it though.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, then that's perfect. Even the gods know that they got to respect this podcast, which I'm loving it already.
Giving us a moment.
Ethan looks like he's doing an apprenticeship in podcasting. Mitch looks like he sells homemade pies door to door.
I look like a...
He tries, but he never makes anybody.
Yeah.
He eats all the pies.
He eats them between each door to door. He's like, oh, you don't want it? Well, it's getting cold. I guess it's mine again. And then don't even get started on Luke. He's shaved his terrible fucking rapist goatee into just your standard molesting mustache.
Yeah.
He's got his hair out. He's wearing an army hat. He looks like Colonel Cunt. With fucking flip flops on, with the widest feet. It looks like your feet died before the rest of your body did.
They're still growing.
It does not make sense.
Tiny penis, though, so it's like, it's crazy.
Well, there you go, of course.
The big feet, though, but yeah, tiny penis.
How does that work?
God hates me.
Yeah. I'm definitely. You have good balance when you're fucking someone from behind, but he doesn't want you to have any dicks so you can pleasure her.
No. Well, I'm like I'm a grower, not a shower, but it still doesn't grow that much.
Yeah.
So it's tiny, and then it's like, wait, something's going to happen. And then they're like, really?
So you're more of a, I'll pay you to show you.
I'm more of a, don't tell anyone that we did this. And you
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I think my video's recording.
What?
Yeah. We're going to have video.
Oh, fuck.
Mid-pod.
Nice. This is perfect.
Some visual aids here, I'm loving this.
Yeah, the back of your head.
The best way to watch videos I find is through a fisheye lens. I don't know about you guys, but...
GoPro's the way to go. Exactly.
Podcasting is so high intensity that you need that waterproof mode and...
Maybe if the shed roof doesn't hold up. You
that's true, yeah. Handy, that's so hilarious. Yo, thanks for having us on, anyway.
No,
that's
all right.
Good
so, we've got to roast Luke, first of all.
Why?
Because we were supposed to do it yesterday, and you were too tired from a big day at work. Doing what?
Are you kidding me, cunt?
We had to lift three chicken kebabs.
I have a real... This cunt was doing nothing all day. He still didn't want to do it.
I am the hardest working man in show business. I'll tell you that. I posted something on Instagram.
Everyone was...
I got gigs in Estonia. Did you get gigs in Estonia yesterday?
I don't know where Estonia is. So well, that's pretty
impressive. He doesn't get gigs.
You can open that for me. No, I was... Everyone's freaking out about fucking Corona. So I was in a packed shopping center. Where millions of cunts wanted kebabs.
Oh, kebabs, not donuts.
I didn't want to talk to you idiots. That was crazy,
dude. Get you in the eye?
No, in the face.
Oh,
I just opened a bottle of beer.
Thank you.
Guess what? We got that on camera on Fish Islands.
Kernel cunt over here, and it just hit me in the fucking face.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, no, fuck you cunts. And I didn't want to come to the shed at the end of my day. But I've had to do it today, so it's fine.
Yeah, but you guys like three in the
hour. I've been gaming all day, baby. You know what
fuck
I'm doing.
Fuck yeah, what have you been playing?
The new COD Warzone.
You're a fucking mad dog.
Have you guys played it?
No.
Because you're adults, as I can tell by that shirt.
So. Your heart could not be in this podcast less. Oh. I feel like it just... It's like you've just figured out you're getting divorced. Just leaning like, what? Oh, fuck. She's not pulling back. What have I done?
It's been a big day. It's been a long day.
What have you been doing?
You got grilled. My day started off well. I got covered in like shit water.
Oh, yeah. I get in the office. I'm like, I had a couple of bad conversations. He's like, well, I got covered in shit water.
Yeah, he's the happiest one here.
What do you mean shit water? You do anal with Saz last night or something?
Nah.
Genuine shit water.
Every time we have a podcast, anal comes up.
It's not technically shit water. It's called grey water. So it's all the water that comes out of your shower, like after you shower in it.
Oh,
it goes into like this tank.
There's definitely urine in it.
Yeah, there's piss in it for sure.
Come. Blood.
Whatever goes down your shower, really, in your caravan, whatever you're getting up to. So, like, my job was to, like, redirect this pipe, and I've cut one of the pipes, and then I thought they drained it for me before I started, and they didn't, and it was just fucking, like, water.
How much?
Oh, my shirt was pretty soaked.
So, like 2 litres?
Yeah, I got out of the way pretty quick. It was, like, just front end of my shirt, just, like, covered
in. Same shirt you're wearing now?
Nah, different shirt.
Okay, all right.
Thank God. It fucking stunk so bad, dude.
Oh, that's horrible.
It was like stagnant water, like, you know, fucking, like, when a drain gets blocked, like,
yeah,
in the fucking bathroom or some shit, and you smell that fucking
No, it's
rain.
it's the water that gets caught in my bag in my shower.
Yeah, your shower bag.
my shower bag.
So this is whatever plumber had a podcast.
I thought you were talking about your colostomy bag.
No.
You are built like
this
somebody
is
that
just
would have
me.
Yeah, he was telling us something. Your shower's fucked. You're retired.
Yeah, it's been...
You don't have a shower ever?
No, I have showers. So just there's a hole in my shower, and I've just covered it.
So it's in the wall?
Yeah, it's in the wall.
And you've just not done anything about
it? I've just covered it up with a bag.
That's insane.
It's pretty effective.
Your shower like it's a broken window.
I treat
it like a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
Like there's a baby in there that we need to free from the sun.
Yeah.
We just punched a hole.
How long's it been now that your shower's been fucked?
Good, probably.
It's over 2 years.
Forever. Might as well just say forever. Certainly.
You saw your life out, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Like, long enough that if it was an actual crime, I probably wouldn't get charged for it anymore.
The statute of limitations is up.
It's a statute, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. It's a statue. That's what you're going to say?
It's statute.
Just in the court of law, I plead the statue. What are you talking about? What's your second offence? Water fountain features.
This is in the middle of the divorce.
Yeah. I want the statue. You're going to have the statue. I'm taking the kids and everything else.
Oh, man. When she finally divorces me, and I mean when, she's just going to have this huge list of shit I haven't done. It's just... And the judge is going to look at me like, really? 2 years? For a fucking shower? Look,
oh,
Your Honor.
You are
lot
dressed
of good...
like you're getting your kids this weekend, though.
He's dressed up for the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Man. I was going to get stoned before coming here. That was the sort of day I had
today. You would have said less.
So you're not stoned now?
I would have just... No, this is just me.
You're just out of breath.
We did come
holding a microphone.
I'm just tired at life.
That's hilarious.
So this is what I was like yesterday, and decided maybe I don't bring that energy to a pod, but I decided against that.
But as the co-host.
Yeah, look, I'm going to be honest, not my
What's
best moments.
What's this way? Oh, I always, I'm excited the way people open it that way. Two beers upside down.
Yeah, I'm
so good.
Bottle cap to bottle cap.
Yeah. That's fun. I've got a blunt bottle opener you can use.
Oh, yeah.
That's how much of a fucking alcoholic I am. I've bluntened
That's crazy.
Opener.
I did that once. I had one of my keys.
Of course
maybe you shouldn't use it to open wine then.
All good. I got it.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
fuck.
Yeah, it's seen better days.
That looks like the end of my penis.
It's all chewed off. Mm.
Still pockmarked.
Looks like a dog got to it.
Oh, shit. So, fucking gig Saturday, Shaz's gig, the Sea Shelter gig.
Oh, my Lord. Fucking banging you.
Yeah?
Sick gig. Yeah, fucking everybody crushed venue. Except for Elliot Steele. That's E-L-L-I-O-T.
Steele.
Not Steele. What's his name? Stewart?
Steele.
I called him Steele, didn't I? On the thing. Elliot Steele's a comedian from back home.
I'm calling him Elliot Steele.
I called him Elliot Steele on stage.
Yeah.
I forgot his last name.
Introduced him.
Elliot Steele.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because they were like, oh, no. All the crowd was like, oh, what? This? I thought this was well-known comedian Elliot Stewart. This is confusing.
I got introduced as Fat James. That was fine.
Oh, yeah,
that can't
be
the fucking problem. Yeah, you sucked as MC. No one's names.
I mean, the MC and part of it, being on stage, crushing-wise, killed it.
Yeah.
But the job I had to do, not so good. Yeah.
The job you got paid to do.
And I remember you...
Hey, I donated $100 of my payment back to the charity.
Why?
He genuinely
That's
did.
Baller.
That
Why?
Baller.
Because it's baller. Because I didn't think I was getting that much anyway, and then when I was, even after I donated the 100, was more than I thought I was getting anyway.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, boom, good karma, come my way. All the sports are cancelled, like I can't gamble on anything. I got excess money, what the fuck am I going to do with it?
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Comedy and sports is cancelled, so he can't make any money. Like, exactly. Genuinely.
Comedy's still going. You're cancelled, your career's cancelled.
No,
that's
comedy's
what you're
about to,
with.
No. Comedy's about to be cancelled.
Yeah, festivals
They're
canceled.
Never going to close that fucking kebab
Club
store.
Club comedy will never die.
The kebab store.
This is perfect, this name for this podcast for me, how not to do comedy, because I don't do it the right way, but I do it the proper way. I feel like you don't need jokes to do comedy.
Nah.
And you hear the heat.
I'm the perfect example of that.
We've seen you in comedy.
Yeah. You wouldn't call what I do making jokes.
I remember that one time your brother came and done his first time, and he was immediately more funnier than you.
Yeah. I remember that too.
Automatically had better stage presence.
Everyone
took the mic out the way.
Everyone liked him more. Yeah. Like, everyone was hanging out with him.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Well, he nailed it, didn't he?
Yeah,
like,
he's
you'd be
like
his manager now or something. Like, you'd be booking him gigs.
Yeah, he's an actor.
We got a christening in a Mayfield.
He's an actor.
My little brother's an actor in Sydney. And he actually said to me once, he goes, hey, yeah, if I make it big, I'll hire you as my manager. I'm like, thanks,
Tom.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, and then you can fuck up his career.
What's he in? Are they doing a real Batman?
Nothing.
He's got
an IMDb, but it's got no photo.
Or SBS or something, wasn't it?
No, it was, you know, those channels on Ozstar that they just like fill in with shit.
Oh, so
like those random,
watch that,
yeah. Yeah, it's like Rove Live started out on
way more.
Yeah,
listen to this.
No, watch that.
He did. He also did like an international like short film as well that got shown at like a whole bunch of festivals around the world.
So he's doing way better than you.
Yeah, why are we talking to him?
Well, he didn't get paid for it, so I wouldn't say he's doing way better.
I've never been paid for shit. Neither have you.
You've got an IMDb.
Oh yeah,
and you got paid for that. Yeah.
What's that stand for?
International.
I milk dude's breasts.
Luke's got one.
I managed to bomb. In Dafto.
I can't spell.
Internet Movie Database.
There you go.
Yeah.
I thought so.
So that was for like film work that I did.
This
what?
Visual effects work.
That's sick.
Sorry, I screamed.
Sorry, okay. He's been screaming the whole time. Oh, all I can hear is
he's loud.
That's my actual voice. I'll hold it down here.
Yeah.
If you hold it there, I'll crank your gain up. And people can
hear games. Well, games.
Yeah. Nice. All about.
Is it true you got a blowjob on this podcast?
That is 100% true.
What the fuck? You are the biggest baller ever.
I was looking him right in the eyes while it was happening.
How
was
you blowing him and looking him in the eyes at the same time?
I'm pretty flexible.
You were looking at in the Jap's eye, you mean?
Oh, man.
I know a soundboard.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I've literally got two Jap's eyes.
Oh.
He does.
Yeah.
Wait,
I
what?
Do. I literally, I've got two Japs eyes.
What's that?
It's the hole in your disc.
Yeah.
Why?
You've got to show us.
It's a birth defect.
Is that a real, genuine?
Yeah.
Is it not the same Japs eye, but the comb is just, stuck the middle bit together or something like that?
No, it's literally...
It's like that every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it comes out two?
No. No, it only comes out one.
What's the other one for? What?
Don't know. I'm afraid something will get stuck there and I won't be able to piss it out.
Well, I mean, stop putting stuff down there.
This is mental. What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Holy.
So how did you get this blowjob then? You were just talking and then...
Yeah. He's like, Shaz, come in here and give me head.
I don't know. Listen to the episode,
man. And then she did. Yeah, but we couldn't find which one.
What one was it? Because I heard it when I was
Was it the Comcast one?
Nah. Wasn't that one?
It was earlier, wasn't
I'll
it?
I'll find it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll link it in the end.
And then
I knew it was earlier.
Did you get a blowjob till completion?
No. He's a pussy. Well, no, Shaz is. She's like, yeah, my jaw hurts.
You couldn't come.
Well, maybe she couldn't come because you're right there, fucking breathing. Like,
I don't think that was a problem for Shaz.
Roasted his girlfriend on the podcast. What is that?
Poor Shaz. Not even able to defend herself.
How dare you, the CEO?
Well, she's had two dicks at once. Short fat dude sitting in the corner is not going to bother her.
Nah, she'll be right.
Is this, are you swingers, isn't it?
Yeah.
I heard this. Around. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Your life is so much more balling than I thought it was.
Carl wants to know if he can get involved.
That's basically.
It. Oh, yeah.
When Carl, are these swingers nights? Can I get involved?
Actually, we should.
Keys in the bowl?
We need to
keys
introduce
in the bowl
him.
For sure. I mean, I don't have any house keys or any, put a key ring in the bowl. Does that work? Does
any,
that
yeah. He can't keys? Bring anyone either. So he's just going to rock up and fuck your girlfriend, basically.
We should definitely introduce him. We should definitely
wait, is there not other women there?
What? What do you mean?
He doesn't go to swinger parties.
I don't go to swinger parties.
He just will fuck people.
Yeah, we'll just fuck.
Oh, so you just meet another couple?
Yeah, usually.
Or one.
And you have a foursome.
It's only been one other dude so far.
Yeah. What, really all couples. Other chicks?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
What do you mean? You had a threesome, but with you and someone else and then Shaz?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was me and my mate, and we had a threesome, and then during the threesome, I've got to do this bit on stage soon, Shaz and my friend were 69ing, and then I started fucking her, and I was slapping my nuts on his forehead.
Yes!
And then...
Is he still your friend? No way.
And then...
Well, no, he's not, later, actually.
He's not alive anymore. My mate killed himself after that.
Because of that, you reckon?
I don't know, maybe.
We got teabagged by you?
Yeah, be a part of it.
That would push me over the edge, for sure. Yeah. Oh, my Lord, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's the shittest part. We can't do it again because, he's not here anymore. So.
Wait, so you wanted to do a free time again?
Fuck, he's got a nerve.
Yeah, I know.
Get me. I'll get in. I'll get in instead.
He won't
get
kill
me in.
He won't kill himself.
I mean, I'm not getting any balls on my face. That is for sure. I'll tell you that.
I thought you played basketball.
But I catch them with my hands, dickhead.
I didn't even get that. Is that just because it had the word ball in it?
Yeah, I was
is
like, you know what?
Defended legacy
has
been
thus
far.
He's like,
I know. I'd say a Sweetwater, but Lewis.
Clinton
Williams is rolling in his grave Clifton. Right now. He didn't beat, buddy, all that retribution, all that stuff.
You don't even know what he beat.
He beat racism.
Ice.
Well, I mean, he holds the record for the most points scored by a black man in the league for at least one game.
Probably a season.
Until they were like, hey, we got Will Chamberlain. Oh, for fuck's sake. Sweet Lou's on the bench.
Yeah.
So you're not a Jordan fan?
I mean, I respect them, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was before my time. You know what I mean? So I grew up on LeBron and stuff. And I think Jordan is the GOAT right now until LeBron retires, because you can't make that comparison until the both careers over. You know what I mean? Which makes sense, eh?
No, I like to call things nice and early.
Nice and early?
Yeah, yeah. I'll see a UFC, early in the year, fight of the year.
Except...
Yeah.
Straight away. And I'll do that every single UFC.
And what's the benefit of that?
It's what I do. Yeah. I like to call things nice and early, really don't think about stuff too much.
Yeah.
You know,
do you watch any of the other fights?
No.
Well, then you're already 100% hit rate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm always
you
right.
You can do that on anything, though. What do you mean?
Yeah, and I do.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I do.
Easily the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I
put
do
your
that
glasses
for
back on, stay in character.
This is just made for security.
speed dealers on.
Give me an ocular pandium.
Do you seriously wear speed dealers?
No, these are his, man. This is my hat, though, and my hair.
You look like Chopper Reed if he raped more men in jail.
Yeah, I look like Chopper Reed if he listened to Amy Shark or whatever. Is that her name?
First bomb on the podcast.
Damn it.
Damn it.
I gave him a pity chuckle.
Yeah, but how's LeBron going to catch up to Jordan?
Cause well, to be honest, I mean, points-wise and stats-wise, he's beaten him, but he's played longer, obviously. And then, if he wins one more ring, he's sealed it, in my mind. If he wins MVP this year, most people's minds, to be honest, like the people that do that analysis.
If anyone would know, he's got nothing else.
Exactly. If he wins one more ring, he's done it, to be honest. I think that's what most people are saying in my group chat. Very successful group chat. There's probably more people on their group chat than listening to this podcast.
100%.
There's 12 people in that group chat.
There more is diversity, too.
There's four people that will ever listen to this.
Like I called Jamal in there?
The group chat.
Yeah.
Put this in the group chat, and then we'll get 12.
You double your viewers.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yes, definitely.
Yeah. This podcast is so bad, I don't even share it. So.
Yeah, I've never seen it come up.
Yeah,
I've
no.
Never seen
my
it promoted.
My mum watched it the other day, and she was watching the shit about...
So your mum knows that you're having threesomes with your girl, isn't it?
Yeah, and she watched the one when I got my dick sucked when I was like 7. And she knew who it was. Straight away.
Dick sucked when you were 7?
Yeah.
It's called molestation.
You don't even get hard at 7, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been getting stiffy since I was like 5.
You got molested by an adult?
Nah, she was like a couple of years older than me. Like baller.
9.
What a sick one.
Fucking lucky fella.
I know.
That wasn't molestation at all. That was awesome.
That was like, yeah.
No, I think that was molestation.
We were trying to do it. You were trying to write a bit about
that. People in
the
nursery and shit.
That's why you're fucking people to death with your friends now.
Yeah.
Because you got your dick sucked at 7.
That's right. Just victim blame everyone else. Just like, that happened to me, so now I can rape.
Pass the bucket.
Wow.
Is that that's what I was saying.
Pass the bucket. Fuck. Oh, man.
Cut the mustard.
How do you decide what you name this podcast each episode?
Someone says something funny sometimes.
Well, this episode won't be named then.
It'll be unnamed.
This will just be hashtag.
That is the name of the episode, unnamed
the one
episode.
With Carl Legacy. Just
fuck me.
The most famous comedian that'll ever do this podcast.
Yeah, pretty
fucking
much.
Fucking yes, boys. You don't want to stroke my ego. Fuck yeah.
No one else is doing it.
I love it, though.
Nah, it's just because it's so shit that no one else is going to do
it. It's so good. I'm getting a podcast. I'm going to free some out of this. This is fucking sick. Yo.
We'll introduce you to our...
You have to fuck Ethan.
To our friend as well. Our friend, one of our mutual friends, said your voice made her wet.
Okay.
Yeah.
They love the accent.
What, like pet? Like sweating?
Like,
she was terrified,
like sliding around in her chair wet.
Who was it?
We'll talk after the show.
That's the worst voice ever. Like, it's
mine.
Yeah, it's not like.
No, it's
chick.
Like it's like the Beatles if they stopped singing and they grew up even poorer.
they grew up.
Yeah,
poor.
If you adjust the drummer, Ringo.
You're the one who's dressed like fucking Sergeant Pepper, you dickhead.
I'm just like all
fucking
the drugs.
Dog, I know, yeah.
Under the sea. Oh, wait, that's not the Beatles. That's
what were you thinking of Yellow Submarine for a minute? You fucking idiot.
They were the Monkees. That was the Monkees, wasn't it?
What?
Yellow Submarine?
No, that's
the
Beatles,
bro. What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
Please stop using racist slurs on the podcast.
I didn't.
They're called the Temptations.
Ah, the Spades.
That's
my favorite band.
You had to Google them.
So you got any questions for the king?
Yeah, fuck.
You guys
want
to be
what's it like to actually be successful at comedy?
I'll answer that.
Could you give Ruben a call real quick? I'm sure he's...
Based on the set that you had the other night.
What's it like? Him because a turtle came up and gave me money. He was like, thank you, sir, for that.
I got paid in turtle abortion.
No,
eggs.
Sorry. Kyle, how does it feel to be successful? He's staying with me, so it's not that good.
It's amazing. I live better with him than most places I do in Australia. The best place I live is my friend's 9-bedroom house, Asian money.
Sydney or?
And Perth. It's sick. I'm living the dream. I play basketball all the day, watch basketball all the day. I mean, touch wood when it comes back. And then a gig of a night. It's fucking sick, you know what I mean?
What teams do you play for?
I just play like locally in Sydney. There's an indoor place, KGV, and we just play 4-on-4, half court.
What tournaments do you play for?
Yeah. Full court.
I used to play indoor soccer.
Oh,
it was pretty fun. Yeah.
And he twisted his ankle walking up a gutter.
How do you walk up a gutter?
I injured myself on the way to the indoor soccer place.
You know, a gutter.
Jesus
like
Christ.
Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
On the side of the road.
Yeah.
He just fumbled walking up that. Like, you
it wasn't that.
You need a run-up to get up a gutter.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't see me at the fucking...
Just use the ramps.
What, was it... Yeah, it was this fucking Crown and Anchor. They didn't have a chair to step up on when I was trying to get up on stage. And, you know me, I'm not the most
nimble person.
Short
and fat.
Oh, I know, so short and rotund, fat. Yeah, and it was just like a whole thing. So I just like had to like climb up there like people expected me to. Like, oh yeah, I'd just get on my hands and knees and try and play the fat card. You know, haha, it's a joke. But I was full serious, so I couldn't.
You should have like slid on stage like how a fat kid gets out of a pool. We have to like drag myself up like a whale. Like that would have been fun.
Can you just do that at the stag next time?
Yeah. That'd be so fun. Wear a wet t-shirt so everyone can see your titties.
Oh.
That'd be fun.
Wear a rash guard.
Oh man, I wish I had the fucking self confidence to do that.
He runs up, like jumps up butt first, but he doesn't nail it. And he has to walk back in, and then
We went camping, and we were camping like right next to a beach. And my wife's like, "Oh, let's go to the beach." I'm like, "Nah." She's like, "Why?" I just didn't have the heart to say because my rash guard doesn't fit me properly anymore. It's just too tight.
That's your wife, the one that was on there.
Yeah, I mean, you're married
on Saturday. I thought you were just going out. I didn't know you were married.
Yeah.
He's like
no, I wear this ring for fucking nothing.
There you go. How old do you think he is?
I mean, I thought you were in your fucking 20s or something like that.
He's in his 20s, but guess.
Like 29.
That's mental that you would guess that, but that's basically...
Yeah, 28.
Yeah.
28?
I'd pick like 20, a bad 22.
but when you said that, I thought it was going to be old.
I know,
so
I fucked it.
Close.
He's 28?
You've seen photos of me back in the day. I was a hottie King, back then.
Yeah, you and your missus were hot.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that like that. I just realized
that. You were both ugly. We got a few threesomes going on here.
Yeah, man.
You guys look good.
Yeah.
Once.
I used to have a six-pack.
Fuck off.
Get fucked.
Dead set.
We brought one today. You did not have a six-pack.
No, I promise. I used to have a six-pack.
What happened?
What happened?
Discovered McDonald's.
Jr. It's not like you're 40. Like, what the shit?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I've got a joke on stage now. It's like I catfish my wife, but the old-fashioned way.
I
got skinny and then started fucking her and got fat again.
Yeah, that's what happens to everyone when they get married. That's why you don't get married.
That's what got me the applause break at Raw. Did you get an applause break at Raw?
Yeah, I dominated.
Is applause break is this when you said good night and then you left? Is that what your count
is,
an applause break?
No, I had an applause break when I was coming on. There was they must have liked me.
Before I was
on, yeah, they knew. They liked the shirt I was wearing where they could see my tits.
I used to wear baggy shirts to comedy because I was like,
I wear really big shirts because I'm fat.
Yeah.
And then you grew into them.
Yeah. I grew out of them. There was like a 2-week period. It's like, oh, wow, Mitch, that shirt fits really well.
Yeah, no, I mean, that belt is in. It's money today.
Oh, man. I recently broke a belt too. And I was like, oh, dude, there's nothing more embarrassing than breaking
a
belt.
I swear, I was literally about to say, you don't look fat in that shirt, but then you said, I broke a belt. I didn't know that. I don't think James has broken a belt.
In my defense, I wasn't wearing it at the time. I was putting it on, but then I had to go fucking wear this gimpy old belt, which is on its last legs. It was like half torn because
leather's like torn.
You should use a bicycle chain lock.
Look, I'll just use a fucking extension cable.
Yeah.
He's ragging on your cord, man.
He gets the reference. That's symptoms crazy. Reference. Nice awkward
silence. Well, that was some good awkward silence.
Yeah.
Well, it's really hard to build momentum on this podcast, I've realised.
Yeah, I watched your last one. Woo!
No, it was a whole thing.
That was good.
What?
Jordan,
the video one
did,
that we watched?
Well.
Yeah.
No,
we watched the first 5 minutes.
Oh, that was shit.
But I watched it.
But once...
Oh, so it gets good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I didn't
totally totally gets good. Watch it till the end so we can get the YouTube ads.
Yeah, you...
How weird is that?
You've roasted the podcast yet. You've been on this how many times?
This is the only thing I get put on, yeah. I'm the regular. I'm like Alex Jones to this podcast.
You're actually the only...
Oh, yeah. Got done DUI? Alex Jones?
Yeah, I nearly got DUI the other day.
Fucking... Yeah, we brought it up before the podcast. Tell us.
Why?
You lost your license in Australia.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking effortless segue. Good on you, lad.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is ages ago when I went to Nimbin. We were on the comedy at the Mardi Gras festival. And
it's
in Nimbin. Yo, this year you're coming,
please.
If it goes ahead, if fucking...
if it...
Corona doesn't...
The stoners won't care about Corona.
I mean, yeah, but that's a win. It's the worst place because everybody's sharing bongs and fucking fingers and all
and
that.
Not sharing.
And
bongs
right.
and fingers.
Nice, no, yeah.
That's what you got.
It's a loose place, yeah.
Yeah.
You're just walking along, people just stick their fingers in your mouth.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, in your puss.
I haven't got a puss, so it's okay.
Well, one of your rolls doubles as a puss, so... That's probably deeper than most people's puss.
A thing on the back of your neck that looks like a pug. Yeah.
People are just going to finger my neck. fucked because when I lose weight, this will turn into a vagina. So
you don't have to lose
weight. I wouldn't worry about that.
You don't have to lose weight. You got to get taller. That's your problem. You got to get that, like, stretched out surgery.
Yeah, they fucking break your legs. Yeah.
I need to see some photos of you with a six pack. Is there any MySpace photos of this or anything like that?
Yeah, Bebo. I'll see if I can bring some up.
It's while you tell. Sorry, what happened to you?
Yeah, so, like, we go there every year, first weekend of May, in Nimbin, which is, like, the fucking weed capital of Australia or whatever, innit? Like, more dreadlocks per capita anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
When you drive in, it's like there's a cop, like, fucking RBT thing.
They
like
set up on the way in and out.
Yeah, but on the way in, like, they're not really checking, you know what I mean? Like, but it's on the way out. There's only one place in that, in Nimbin.
Insane.
And then on the way back, like, we just, like, I just drew the short straw, so I had to drive Marty's car. And
Marty Bryant.
Yeah, Marty Bryant. Yeah. Shout out to Marty Bryant. And
fuck.
So it was me, Gavin Scott, Marty Bryant, Sam, and I think Justin Jones in the car. So we carrying some weight.
Yeah.
And, not even weed wise, just fucking kilos of Justin and fucking Gavin Scott. And then they pulled me over. I had the fucking apple cider vinegar and shit, which is a fucking lie. And
then
I had coffee. I don't even drink coffee, so I'm fucking smashing that. And then they swabbed me and all that. Like, they couldn't have been cooler. Like, the guy himself, like, fucking...
He
had this...
Great customer service.
But he had, like, a fucking Hendrix patch sewed into it, you know what I mean?
You're the 50th person he's got that day.
He was the coolest guy, and he was like, oh, well, I don't want to do this. But he was like, yeah, so they like fucking took all my details and that. They let me go, and then they were like, someone else has got to drive, but they didn't test them. And Marty was on acid, and he was like, fuck,
that's not a fun time.
He was like, I'll drive just a bit, and then we'll switch back. So he's like fucking driving, and like, I mean, I don't think we left. The car didn't move for like 15 minutes. I don't think, like, he's just checking out all these fucking gauges, window wipers, it's fucking roasting outside and shit. He's just getting himself into it, yeah, pretty much. And then we leave, and then Gavin next to me, like, just ate all the fucking mushrooms. I mean, all the cookies and that when they came.
Yeah.
He searched it. Oh, so he was just freaking out the whole time, but nobody even know. We were like, fuck, you're quiet, Gavin. For like 3 hours, and he was like, and he just came out and was like,
yeah, sorry, guys,
oh,
I've been on
Lord,
Neptune for the past 2 hours.
Yeah. Were you so stoned you can't?
And then they sent me a letter, but I was back home, so I missed the court date, so they just took my license off me for 2 years.
You have to worry about when you're not from the country, though.
So I think I got it back, but my license expired, my Australian one now. I just got it just to get it. So I might be able to get a new one of those.
Yeah, you would be. You just have to go in.
But I got an English one, so it doesn't matter. It's still worth it.
Did you pay your fine? Yeah.
Did you drive
over
there?
That was like $600, which was like, ah, fuck.
That's fucking nothing compared to nowadays.
Did you drive in England?
I got my license, but I never had a car or nothing.
You were just straight into, like, getting lifts and...
Oh, yeah, because I was the youngest person to turn, like, 17 when you can drive. So everybody had a car before that.
Yeah.
And all you do when you...
Because that's the excuse.
When you passed your driving test...
I like that.
Is you just go to Mackey's.
That's all we used to do.
Just go to Mackey's, do donuts in the car park.
And my ex girlfriend was exactly that person as well. It was just like she always was with people who had a fucking driver's license.
Well, she's your ex.
Dream, yo. Exactly.
How many times did she cheat on you?
Probably a few. Yeah. But
let's be real.
Yeah.
Real on this podcast so far. Let's not stop
She loved it. This is a photo of me back when I was a little fucking what nugget.
That looks like that weird Russian dude that pumped up his biceps.
Yeah, no,
what
that's all
fuck?
Natural.
That's crazy.
I might have accidentally taken...
show, he's not a bad looking bloke. It doesn't even look like nah,
him. No. I'd still say his face is ugly, but it's a skinny man.
Yeah. I
so
a
six-pack one or no?
No, he didn't take a... I'll believe him. That's a pretty
this
good
This is coming
right
from
there.
from a fat dude, right? And I know how ridiculous this sounds, but...
Don't tell me fucking one-arm chin-up.
No. Oh. I used to be able to do a one-arm chin-up.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
I still don't believe it.
Yeah,
you could probably do it because you weigh as much as his arm.
I can't.
Yeah, but I put on... We started taking this stuff called
Reggie
black powder.
One-arm chin-up. Lady in the water, Reggie.
Yes.
No one will get that. Keep going.
You don't trust me. All you gotta know is never watch M. Night Shyamalan Lady in the Water. Back to that sea shelter.
Your stupid missus.
Shout out to the sea shelter.
Made us buy a DVD. Worst movie
Lucky
of our
dip,
lives.
$2. What? You know they were covered in. They were wrapped in newspaper. Yeah. Not even in proper fucking wrapping. It was part of the.
But he knew the shape was a DVD.
I was like a DVD. Paid $2. Whatever it is, we're watching it.
Yeah.
So we open it.
We got fucked up. Watched it.
Like, oh, this would be good. Worst movie in the world.
M. Night Shyamalan's fucking bad time. No matter what.
It was easy.
No, fuck.
Fuck
this
that.
Was
not
even M. Night Shyamalan's worst movie. Just worst movie ever.
He was in it for most of it too, which also makes it lame. But sorry,
I didn't know he had a face.
They got Paul Giamatti on it somehow.
Who has a stutter?
Worst movie. Like. From start to finish, we're like, this is the worst fucking, like...
It's a bad movie if you're fucked up, and it's still a bad
movie. Oh, yo, we were stoned. Like, I was numbing my mind with bongs and shit. Like, well, back on the bongs, FYI. at least for this week.
We'll
you know,
talk.
What
we'll
be
bumping bongs.
Yeah. Fuck, bumping mics.
Their new tour.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm going to get a stick after this, actually.
There's so many scissors on this table. Is this just in case it doesn't go well? That's how you end the pod. Is
look, honestly, it's not going well anyway.
You guys want to listen to us bleed out?
How long have we been doing?
Oh, fuck.
40.
Yeah, really? We're killing it?
Yeah.
What's the longest pod you've ever done?
We do an hour, usually.
Well, what's
hour
the longest
20.
One you recorded?
Oh, yeah.
We accidentally did an hour 20 on a podcast that we weren't enjoying as well.
Yeah,
it was going forever.
We were trying to keep going because we're like, this is going so bad.
Can you
maybe if we keep going.
Oh, my Lord.
So,
so he goes on our Facebook page.
Adam Ronan for those
fuck you, Adam.
Left with us.
Yeah.
We just made like a Facebook page for the podcast.
It just got to 11 likes and then this.
Like 30 likes. Take photos and videos.
Oh, yeah.
She knew you wouldn't fucking check.
Yeah.
What she said.
Yeah. So he fucking leaves a 1-star review, right? He goes, this is the worst
podcast that he was on.
Yeah, he goes, this is the worst podcast in history of podcasts. And I responded with, hi, Adam. Sorry to hear that you were unhappy with the guest spots you did on our podcast. We've taken this feedback and reviewed it with our production teams and are hoping to book more successful and high quality guests in the future. Sincerely, Puddin.
Oh, I've listened to that episode. I remember
Puddin.
It.
That's how you sign up your sets. I don't forget about that.
Yeah.
You ballers, yo.
Yeah. So fuck you, Adam. Yeah. Change it to a 5-star.
He was actually going to be on this one. I was going to ask him, but Legacy was in town, so I was like, yeah, fuck Adam.
I mean, ring-a-ding-ding, you got the king, baby.
Yeah.
Ah, speaking of which, all right, we got a perfect time for it. Do you listen to the Phonax podcast at all?
The phone
hacks.
Oh,
no. This is going
to
be
sick. They're my mates, but to be honest, I don't listen to comedy podcasts.
All right.
I listen to.
Are you sure they're your mates?
What's phone hacks?
Yeah. All right. Phone hacks is Nick Kappa and...
Oh, yeah.
Goldstein.
Yeah.
Why, are they being roast to me on it?
Yeah.
Have you heard it? No.
I haven't heard it. So this is the first time you get to hear it.
Yeah.
Wow, oh, man. I hope he has a super emotional response.
This is
fucked. I'd kill everybody. This is fucked. I mean, I only hate Jews. So that Goldstein's out of it. When was this recorded?
So I was at work the other day listening to this shit, and
you fucking
dibber-dobbers.
You are such losers that you're such bad comedians that you listen to other people that aren't even famous comedians.
Yeah.
What the fuck has the world become?
It's fucked.
Listen to like a Joey Diaz one or something. You listen to other people that are doing 3 minutes more than you on stage.
Yeah.
The fuck. Losers in the world. I made one quit in Melbourne Comedy Festival last year.
Really?
At Cooper's Inn because I was late to my own show. Whatever. Who gives shit? I'm a baller. 2 minutes late, but in there, and I'm like, oh, that's fine. And then I
every
walk up and I'm
show.
Like, oh, literally, the guy's job was like to be like, oh, go that way, go that way, whichever room.
Whichever
I'm
show.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late, lad. I'm going in now. He's like, oh, I was like, oh, what's up, lad? I'm late, my bad. And then he's like, I was like, let him in. And he looks at his watch. And I was like, okay. So I go into my room, put my bag down, come back out. And I was like, I don't know who the fuck you think you are, you little pussy, but I'll slap the shit out of you. All right. I was like, I'm not one of these comedians. Like, if you put your watch at me like that, like we got a problem. Yeah. And then he just grabs his little satchel and just leaves straight away.
Oh, what?
I heard that he's crying on the bus on the way home. Was that like that? Comes up to me right before my show. He's like, what are you doing? You can't be doing this to my staff. I'm like, I'm doing my show. I'll speak to you after. All right, I'm about to crush. Give me 50 minutes, for God's sake. And then I got back down. I'm just like, I'm not even mad at you anymore. It was hilarious. You know what I mean? But I'm like, I'm a man at the end of the day. Don't do
tragedy
that to me. And he was like, are you threatening my staff? I didn't say I would. I said I will. I said I would slap the shit out of you. I never said I will slap the shit out of you. So it was up to him.
No, yeah.
How he wanted to take
that's
it. You know what I mean?
That's not
exactly. That's like, I was like, I would. You know what I mean? In an alternate universe.
I didn't say I will. I would.
But not in this one. You know? You know
let's
what I mean?
Hear this shit, though.
What's this shit, yeah?
All right, here we go.
I'm already angry already now.
Yeah, he's so pumped.
You've put me up for this shit. Goldstein. Oh, what a...
Should be
oh, I already know what this is.
I'm trying to get views of drama.
You're roasting my...
There's
my
one
jersey.
The title of the note here is just Kyle Legacy is a bad comedian.
Is that actually a note on my phone?
Yeah.
How come you have to be reminded of that?
Oh, because sometimes...
I'm constantly reminded.
Sometimes you haven't seen him in a while and you're like, oh, he's all right, guy. Yeah, I mean, Kyle Legacy... I stand by
Daniel
that.
Daniel Muggleton bombed
opening
for Jim Jefferies so he can't say shit. So he just asked that in his notes, Kyle, like, he's a bad comedian.
That's all right. Daniel Muggleton thinks I'm racist.
The worst comedian, what do you mean?
Yeah, he thinks I'm racist, so fuck that dude.
He was opening for Jim Jefferies. He forgot his tracksuit, and he needed his tracksuit for this terrible joke.
Oh, no.
I look like a Scouse dad, which nobody in Liverpool wears those fluorescent fucking bright colour tracksuits.
I love everyone. I don't hate anyone.
We're not pretty gimps. And then there was an after party, and he obviously fucking didn't do well opening for him. And then... there was an after party and he couldn't come to the party because he was wearing a tracksuit. And Jim Jefferies went to him, this is where it ends for you. And then he went home and they all went in the party.
So fuck you, Dan.
That's fucking
wrong.
Is that all? I thought there was going to be a whole...
Oh, no, man.
Hang on.
Okay.
You had to jump
this
in.
Is great. This is how the podcast...
When was this released?
Yes.
24th of Feb. You haven't heard about it yet.
Why would I don't so listen to comedy podcasts?
This is why you need to start coming on more podcasts.
We gotta just shut everything
down.
He
has never come up with anything original. Never.
What are you talking about? He improvises every set.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm calling Muggleton right now. You think I can deal with this?
That's pretty funny.
For those who don't know, Kyle Legacy does a very bad Shaggy joke. But
that's true. I'll give him that. That's good.
I feel like a lot of these...
He does it three times, so it's not bad.
Oh, what a fucking dog. Is it still going?
No, it's done there. But they were saying something about like ring-a-ding-ding, you got the king.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the king,
that's
baby.
That's what reminded me of it. Yeah, yeah. Fucking... Are you calling him?
I'm calling Dan Muggleton now. You fucking dog. You fucking rat. I'm live on a podcast right now and they just show me a record of on phone hacks where you're talking shit about me. Alex is bad at comedy. What the fuck?
What are you talking about?
You were on phone hacks? With Mike G and Kappen in February 24th.
And now you're on How to Not Comedy.
And you're talking about me being a bad comedian. I thought we were boys.
I want you to know that I meant it.
What's even worse is you don't even remember it. That's what hurts the most.
Yeah, I mean, when I tell the truth, it's not a very memorable experience.
Well, why is it in your notes, though? That's what it said in the podcast.
Did it?
Well, apparently. Well, if
I can't believe you made my notes. I didn't think we were that close. Well, that's
all. I think we are, but I was invited to your wedding, so fuck you.
That's true.
Maybe I know. Let the record show.
Why you had the notes? To invite you to the wedding? Because we forgot.
I don't know. I just listened. He just showed me 30 seconds ago. I don't listen to comedy podcasts, Union Jackoffs, whatever the fuck they are. But I'm doing a podcast right now anyway, and you're on it. So
this was a sting.
Not a sting, no. It's just, you can tell by the tone of my voice. That's my angry voice. You know the difference.
You sound very upset. I mean, if this podcast wanted to have me on, I think
they did not want you on it. But I love that your day is so not busy that you answered in the first ring. That shows how much of a pussy you are. Well, I wouldn't call you a direct, you know that. Yeah, but I got a Facebook. Oh, I got the bitch's number, though. You worry about that, yeah? It's 69. Ah, yeah.
This is a phone call where I made fun of you, not the other way around.
Okay, well, I apologize about that. She's not a bitch, but...
That's okay.
How have you got me to apologize? You're meant to apologize to me.
Did it actually say that? I mean, it's very bizarre.
I don't know. That's what they hear. But anyway, so...
You don't know. You just listen to it.
I mean... listening to other podcasts.
Exactly. That's what I said to them.
It said
how not to comment. I'm plugging it to one person. Get fucked. No.
Yeah,
cool. All right, I'm going. I know I'm still your inspiration. I'll forgive you.
Thanks, Markleton.
Your kneecaps
last
for another day.
I'm not actually a racist.
Oh, it's Mitch is here. And apparently call him a racist. The guy looks like he's the window glass salesman, but he also looks like he licks the windows as well.
Man, I love that he thinks he's important enough that I know him from his first name.
Where should he open my
that bad. All right, I'll see you later. You're better my time. Peace. All right.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Plausible deniability. That's what he's got there. The motherfucker.
I may or may not have said that in the past. I've used that sentence before. People are like, you told me this. I'm like, I might have,
but I
also might not have.
There you go.
Oh, that was fun. That was good to steal
some
man.
Shit. Oh, man. That was...
You got an extra guest on your podcast. Now you can say you had Muggleton on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The Legacy Muggleton
We're
podcast.
Definitely... Yes. Yeah.
That's the name of this podcast.
Oh, that was That's fucking great.
Good shit. I think Luke's going for a wank.
Yeah.
Where's he gone? Oh, he's left, hasn't he? Yeah.
Staring at these sweet little pudding tits. No,
turn his fucking mic off.
Yeah, fucking.
There you go. Nice.
We So, you hosting... What fucking show are you hosting?
Yeah, hosting Crown and Anchor.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in our comedy chat, Chris was like, oh, it's Fuck, now I've forgotten the name. Steph Broadbridge, yeah.
No, I messaged him afterwards. He's like, oh, you are hosting. He just forgot or some shit, because I booked it ages ago, or whatever the fuck.
Well, you double booked Steph, or...?
Yeah, well, Steph's not coming now, I assume.
Oh, that's all good.
I mean, when you've got the king audience out, you know what I mean?
Steph's giving me fucking good lines for my joke, though.
Really?
My threesome joke. Or the one...
I thought you don't have a threesome joke about it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm making it.
Oh, but you haven't
done
it on stage,
I went and did it at Sticks and Stones at Chippo. I was, like, working it out there.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's so good. Like, he was, like, you're on his bucket list. So I've got to fucking add that shit in.
Yeah, that's good.
It's fucking good shit.
That's good. What are you doing here? You taking a piss?
He's getting his dick out.
Oh, for the camera? I thought you were taking a piss.
Oh, wow, we can't.
It's definitely run out of battery by now. He just had a wank.
No, he's talking about your dick. It's run out of battery.
So, we're doing...
You just touch your nuts. Okay. You're crazy, yeah.
Get your hands off me. There's a fucking pandemic. You also
touch
your nuts.
I'm touching his nuts tomorrow in a threesome, but I'm not touching yours, all right? Crazy. Definitely not. We're matching.
I've
turned it off.
Yeah. I need a mic.
Yeah.
We're back, ladies.
Have you done Crown and Anchor before?
What? Yeah. Have you? Are you shitting me?
I hosted too many times to fucking all right.
It was
be
just
a brag,
called Crown,
to be honest.
Before you were here.
Yeah.
It was just called Anchor before the King showed up. What are you talking about?
That's what I should have said.
I know, you fucking
idiot.
Retard.
Oh, man. I had the fucking greatest bomb last time I did that.
It's good. I sent it to the one guy who subscribes to our Patreon.
Yeah.
Wait, someone's giving you money?
Yeah.
How much?
$5 a month.
What?
How do you even set up a Patreon? And who is it?
What's on there?
Let's roast this loser. What's his name?
What's he paying for?
He's been on the podcast. He's an open mic comic, Ben McLennan.
Oh, yeah.
You would have met him at Stag as well.
He's fucking funny.
He kind of looks like James, like a big...
Stocky dude in footy shorts with like a...
Oh, yo, he's jokes, actually. He's not bad.
Yeah.
I know. He's been doing it. He's done it like 12 times, and the motherfucker has killed
So he's
better than I ever have.
Yeah, he's paying you money, but he's better than you.
I know. He's one of your fans. He could literally walk in the room right now. He'd be like, "I want Mitch's spot," and Ethan would be like, "Sure, man."
Sorry, bro. When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Look, man, it's good business, all right? I don't take it personally. Nah, Ben's a fucking, he's a mad
dog. You put your headphones in, it looks like you're listening to a different podcast while you're on this podcast. That's how bored you are from hosting this fucking shit.
See how much my fucking life is, like,
are you
just
messaging somebody
me
on
down.
Tinder right now? Mm. What's the line? What she said? What'd she say?
Nothing.
Oh, why do you look, course, yeah. Oh fuck, you look like a pedophile. Right,
stash is so bad.
She's 31 and I'm 23, so this will be.
Oh, she's
you're
the pedophile.
23? I'm 24.
Okay.
Fuck, what happened?
What? Good job I fact check, eh?
What happened? Are you shitting me, son? Look at you.
Yeah.
You look worse than my dad, he's 62.
I wish my I had God, a dad. Yeah.
Oh. You did, but yeah. He's dead.
Yeah. Shout out to Elliot Stewart.
Elliot Steele.
Elliot Steele.
Biggest bomb in the scene.
Oh my God.
We
Elliot Steele, your stage time.
Elliot Steele. Oh, we were doing there was a charity gig that I didn't make it to because I got munted the night before.
Standard.
And there was like a big group chat with all the comedians who were doing the comedy thing.
Yeah.
And
what was this for?
Huh? Was the
what was this?
The bushfire thing. You were there.
I was too.
There's a lot of bongs between them.
You don't count bushfires as a charity.
Yeah.
I remember all the gigs. They're all good.
You went there thinking it was a for the bushfires gig.
I thought we were getting pussy. And it was going to be fire.
Bushfires. You're absolutely right.
This pussy going to be fire. Anyway. What happened?
Yeah.
Sorry, group
so
chat?
So there's a big group chat for this thing. And he's like, oh yeah, Tweedledee and Tweedledad. Referring to me and Ethan, and it had literally been like 3 weeks since my
Who's
dad died.
Dad?
Didn't he
me.
Make a joke on the
my
day?
Dad's dad as well. Get over it, lad. Don't be a bitch.
Nah, I didn't actually care.
Didn't he?
You didn't care. I was joking.
Yeah.
Didn't he? He made a joke to like the day it happened because you had him on the pod when we were here, and I remember we're in the car coming over here, and Elliot goes, "Can I mention his dead dad?" And I was like, "I'm pretty sure that happened today, bro. So let's maybe wait." A little bit. And I think he's still
there.
No,
he left it 3 weeks.
And you know he would have
a gentleman.
It would have been the worst dad joke.
Your dad.
You know what I mean? It's like, you died on stage, but your papa is a tough crowd.
You guys been great.
Poor Elliot.
That's so funny. As soon as I messaged him the other day, I was like, oh, good luck for Melbourne, as soon as I found out that it got cancelled. Fucking idiot.
His career got coronavirus.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. His career still waiting to get puberty.
It's been quarantined for 20 years.
Oh, man, right. I wish I was that funny.
Well, on that note.
That was brilliant.
Got any more questions for me? Why you've got me, you've got to use me. I mean, I'm a worldwide comedy resource.
Yeah. He's got some stories.
Don't worry, Ethan will use you later.
The threesome's still on.
He's gonna fuck you.
It's a verbal I'm starting a group message right now.
Yeah.
Let's make it a foursome.
Where should we do
it
though? Because I get a hotel at
Luke's house.
I get a hotel at Crown and Anchor tomorrow.
Oh,
we should do it in the hotel room.
The fucking story.
Can we record a podcast as we're doing it?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, 100%.
I'll commentate.
There was a fucking. There was
and
one
she's
of the
sticking
MCs.
It in his ass.
She's sticking it.
Oh, it's getting freaky. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll bring all the toys.
One of the
these kinds are
toys?
Weird, dude.
What
yeah, they're weird. He likes dudes.
I mean handcuffs.
I don't like. Or I don't care.
You're bisexual.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Like, see, we whatever. Care.
No, but we're not fucking. Obviously, that's nothing's going. We're not making out. We're
you're
not doing
not even
any of that.
Touch my dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
no.
Hell.
What are you gay?
See,
no,
he,
of course.
He wants it.
To the table then.
You're what?
He wants it.
You're not bringing any girls, and there's no.
I'm on his side.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about? I have to.
What do you mean?
Like
you just
gotta
fuck my girl.
We just might talk Carl Legacy and sucking a dick.
I thought it was like a cuckold thing for you or some shit like that.
It's like a two-way street.
Wait, so your mate was like doing gay shit with you and that?
Yeah, I'll give you a hand job if you.
Why? What are you doing? Stop recording it now, yo. Wait, but the hand job's the worst. That's the one thing you can do yourself.
That's
he
dudes are better at. I'll give you a good
I knew he was going to fucking say that.
That
You've had this spiel too.
I know. I asked the same question.
Why? Yeah. Why do you have a girlfriend then if you're doing gay
people
shit?
People are allowed to have their fucking...
Because I like fucking girls too.
That's crazy.
I'm like 64.
Up top, brother. I'm all about that Cole Legacy. Cole Legacy gives a great hand job, guys.
I told you
you wanted to fuck, yeah? No, that's not what I said.
Compromise.
No, I'm saying if you got involved in the threesome, you can't bring nothing. Like, he's expecting...
You got to bring something to the table.
Yeah, of course.
You can't just fuck
But he would jerk you off.
I honestly thought this was all a joke until he started talking about giving me a hand job.
Yeah, he would jerk you off.
I didn't give it that much thought.
Have you had a dick in your mouth?
No. I've had a dick in my hand, not in my mouth.
Okay. Fair enough. I just wanted to... No judgment here, baby.
I got my dick in a hand.
I don't judge anyone. He's not even involved in the threesome. He just comes in and jerks me off.
He loves that shit.
Yeah, you look like you're film porno.
But I'm a Jew too,
sure.
So if I fluff you, you have to fluff me. So
I'm not touching that weird big penis. Yeah. I'm sure it's bigger than mine.
It's all circumcised.
We do have big dicks though.
Fuck off. He's got a big ass neck. You don't look like you have a big penis. He looks like he has a weird, long penis.
Where do you think this ego comes from?
That's a good point. That's not a bad point.
I mean, I can't fuck for long, but I get away with murder because it's big.
You fuck for 3 seconds, but their ovaries are blasted afterwards.
I tell girls this up. The first time I fuck, it's not going to be long. Second time, you'll need a timeout. And the first time, the third time, it's like the first time. I got it down to a science.
That's crazy.
We'll pass that on to our friend.
Three fucks and one good fucking, that's worth it, really.
That's all. Yeah.
You fuck three times in one fucking?
No, he's just...
Well, like two at night, one in the morning.
That's like a month for Mitch. That's like, that's a lot of fucking.
You guys don't fuck anymore. You've been married for years.
A year.
Well, it's hard to fuck in the shower.
But I'm overweight. Like, that's
when you're
like
leaning
3 years
the wall and then you're covered in a bean bag.
I'm obese.
You're not obese. You're obese.
I am.
You are because you're so short. That's why. Because the math fucks you.
That's it, yeah.
Didn't you fuck this
and the burgers.
Didn't you fuck
and
yesterday?
The
no. Tanya and I had an argument.
So you
hate fucked.
You're supposed to fuck after that.
Nah, that's not
this
how
isn't
it works.
Friends.
You guys fuck.
What happens when you have an argument when you're married is you just don't talk to each other.
We've tried to have an orgy before, but he's the only one that doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, my wife's
Why
like,
the
totally
fuck would you want this in your orgy?
Because I'm generous. And
that's
I was
crazy.
Like,
why don't you want to do it? Oh, you don't want him fucking your wife, obviously, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Yeah.
I don't want to have sex with Shaz either.
Oh, come on. She's not that bad.
I've seen a butthole.
No offense.
I've seen a butthole.
How is that
a mess? Yeah.
I've seen a butthole.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He has seen a butthole.
What situation?
I've seen Ethan's too.
Yeah.
Ethan's is more tidy than Shaz's.
What?
How?
Because he kept asking, can I see your girlfriend's butthole?
No, I wasn't asking you. I was asking her directly. I'm a gentleman.
Right. Why were you asking her this?
Why do you want to see...
How are you guys friends? This is the weirdest
shit. They all look the same. It looks like a squash spider.
Nah, man. There's nuances.
No, there's not. I've seen them all.
No, you haven't.
I'm asking for it, so I was like, all right, I'll get your photo of it. So then I took a photo of my asshole and then showed him my asshole.
And I was like, this doesn't look like... I'm like, this doesn't look like Shaz's butthole.
Fuck Shaz's hair.
Why a butthole not like a pussy or something like that?
Huh?
Yeah, why do you want to see a butthole?
He's got a thing for buttholes.
I got a thing for buttholes.
I got a friend for I got a thing for butts, but not buttholes.
I'm an ass man.
Yeah,
I'm not a hole man.
Yeah, I've got a thing for a larynx. Yeah. Like that's like being inside almost. That's insane. I like the sphincter.
That's crazy though. Yeah, I look crazy.
What do you
look, lines? If a girl walks up to you and she's like, "I'll show you my butthole," are you gonna say no?
Yeah, I'll tell her to go away, miss. What are you talking to me like that for? What? I've never met you. Get the fuck away from me.
You're a pussies.
That's the right type of
especially
paranoia.
In this fucking economy where there's no toilet roll and shit. Yeah?
There's no corona.
I'm
not getting corona because I was looking at a butthole.
It's crazy.
But what did it look like? Every other butthole?
No, it was like weirdly purple and had like this odd piece of skin because Ethan popped a hemorrhoid.
That's a
fucking her in the butt.
What the fuck is going on, yo?
It's been good. I'm on it.
This is insane, yo.
Yeah,
popped
it's the whole thing.
Her hemorrhoid. Holy!
Look, that's what she said. That's what she said. All right.
Oh, I didn't come up with that. Fuck Shaz anymore.
Oh my lord!
Yeah.
Jesus.
He does bad things.
Oh my god.
Look, when she leaves you, I feel sorry for the next dude to come along. That's all I can say.
That's what I do. I just
you break them.
That's insane.
Yeah.
All right.
You're that kid on the
prank. If I bring another girl, you don't have to jerk me off, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I just got to find a girl.
That'll want to fuck
We've already
that.
Found the yeah. girl for you. So it's fine.
Yeah, but she's not going to want to fuck that.
Oh, you never know.
Yeah, obviously their friend group's going to be weird.
Oh, that's true.
We haven't mentioned names, so it's okay. But we nearly had a threesome. My wife and
her.
Yeah.
Who are these threesomes?
How is that hot girl want anything to do with you?
That's what I'm... Well, she eventually didn't, so there's your answer. But,
oh,
yeah.
My lord.
You could have a threesome with them, because Tanya would fuck
Yeah, her. She actually, sure. like, agreed to it and everything. She's like, oh, yeah, sweet, and then she pussied
I think we should fuck the these fuck guys just for the story. On, yeah.
That's why I wanted it for the story. I don't have, like...
This has turned into the Guys We Fucked podcast.
I've had a threesome with my cousin before, which is weird.
That is weird.
But my cousin's a guy, so we didn't do any gay shit. We just fucked the same girl.
You're yeah, still...
You're retarded. Anyway.
Yeah, no. My cousin's a guy. That makes it better, somehow.
Yeah, well, you're not fucking your cousin.
We just talk tans, not DPs, not like that.
Yeah.
Just like,
well, but you saw his
wife, fucking flip around. How you doing? Good to
you
see
saw his dick though.
Yeah, but
that's
I mean,
weird.
Yes. Every porn.
It was very
watch.
Put off because he's black as well. I can't. So I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, Jesus. I was like, let me go first.
How
God's
have
sake.
You got a black cousin?
He's light skinned.
Have you seen his hair? He's clearly got some black in there. Kicking
around. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, right. But I don't think so. All my family's white, so
yeah, I think
it's been a big ruse if I have.
I'm yeah, seeing yeah. the pictures of that wedding.
Yeah.
There's no one black there.
Someone's jumped a fence, man.
Everyone looked like him. Shit. Everyone looked like him but bald.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And that wasn't a wedding, it was a funeral. But we all looked very happy.
You're all blind as fuck.
Yeah, of course. We're happy.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's so true. How long we done now?
We're fucking done, man.
Yeah.
That'll fucking do it.
What
that's
a fucking, fucking legends.
What a mess.
That was a lot of fun. Shit,
yeah. That was hilarious, though.
Thanks
yeah.
for coming
yeah.
on.
It's been fun.
Are you going to share it? Are you going to share it on your Facebook?
I'll share it, of course. Yeah.
There's no way he's going to share
right,
it.
Yeah. No, I'll share it, of course.
I'm putting $10.
This is the craziest
I'm putting $10 of Facebook's money into the ad revenue for this sucker. So
let's go.
Got any plug thing like any shit plug to no one?
LeBron James of comedy on
yeah.
Instagram. That's all.
Fucking Luke,
come see me on the General Gaddafi of comedy. I'll be at a show near you. I'll be the one up there crushing.
That was Autismo Wizard.
And catch me on Twitch at Autismo Wizard /Twitch.
I looked it up. It doesn't exist.
You're in.
I couldn't find it.
Nah, yeah, because I only play on the Xbox One. What's whatever yeah. it's called, yeah.
You can catch me on
just I'll
Twitch.
Be saying slurs and playing COD. Come check it out.
Nice.
You can catch me on Twitch who under Fat Guy Who Cries When He Fucks.
You can catch Mitchell's nipples twitching on stage.
Is that all lowercase?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
But I had to the first one was taken, so I had to underscore just before fucks.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Fat has got an 8 in it.
That's the podcast.
Like and subscribe and do all that bullshit. And subscribe to the Patreon. We'll fix Mitch's shower.
In a minute.